Humidity will continue to drop this afternoon following the passage of our cold front across upstate New York and interior New England. A few pop-up showers are possible across the North Country along with a rumble of thunder. However, most locations will stay dry. There will be better chances for a few isolated storms in the lower Hudson Valley. Into tomorrow, we will feel a noticeable drop in humidity with dew points falling into the 50s. High pressure will build in behind the front, ushering in slightly cooler temperatures by a couple of degrees, but many locations will still be seasonable for early July. High pressure will also keep conditions sunny and clear for any and all July 4th celebrations and fireworks. Our surface high pressure system will slowly drift to the east Wednesday into Thursday. This will allow humidity to climb Wednesday, followed by an increase in showers and thunderstorms, especially to the west by Thursday. Showers are possible, but more likely for Friday and into Saturday. Concerns late week will again be heavy rainfalls. Models currently have precipitable water values anywhere between 1 inch and 2 inches during that time frame. Conditions will start to dry out by Sunday. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, partly cloudy skies with afternoon thunderstorms possible. Highs will be in the 80s with a light westerly wind in Boston. Mostly sunny skies with highs into the upper 80s. Expect a westerly breeze around 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting higher in some locations. And in Buffalo, sunny skies with a west wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny skies continue into the evening. Spotty showers will be possible but cease around sunset. Temperatures will gradually fall from the mid to upper 70s this afternoon into the 40s into the Adirondacks and 50s in the Lake George and Champlain Valley overnight. Wind will be on the light side from the northwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming calm overnight. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies continue. However, isolated afternoon to early evening showers and storms are possible. Temperatures will fall from the low to mid 80s into the upper 50s to lower 60s overnight. Wind will be on the light side from the west, becoming northwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Wind becomes calm overnight. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies continue. Into the evening time, temperatures will fall from the mid to upper 70s into the mid to upper 50s overnight tonight. Wind will be on the light side from the northwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming light overnight under mostly clear skies. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny skies continue. High temperatures will fall from the mid to upper 70s into the mid 50s overnight into Tuesday morning. Light northwest wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour will become calm overnight under mostly clear skies. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly sunny skies continue with temperatures in the 70s, falling in the low to upper 50s overnight. Light northwesterly wind around 5 to 10 miles per hour will become calm overnight under mostly clear skies. Your regional forecast for your 4th of July tomorrow. Sunny skies, highs in the 70s, a light wind and comfortable humidity. Tuesday night, lows will fall into the 50s. Rebounding into the 70s and 80s for Wednesday, but it will be a touch more humid under mostly sunny skies. Thursday, showers and storms return to the forecast, favoring western and northern areas, while Friday, widespread scattered showers and thunderstorms are looking likely. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jordan Sherman.